وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is Hussein Latifi, and you're listening to your program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. In this program, we talk about different dimensions of the human soul. We talk about humanity in the Holy Quran, and we talk about different dimensions, different verses of the Holy Quran talking about the human being. And in the previous episodes, we talked about different faculties of the soul, the heart, and we ended the discussion there, and we started the discussion about human intellect. Talking about human intellect and aql, the concept of reason and intellect in the Holy Quran, we said that in order to understand the position of intellect, definition of intellect, we should also know the opposite notions so that we have a clearer understanding of what Quran means by intellect and reason. And we ended up talking about an old historical debate between atheists and theists, believers and disbelievers. And mainly disbelievers believe that they are the smart ones. They reject faith and they reject any notion about God. And this is because they're very clever. And Quran says, no, exactly the opposite. This is foolish to reject religion. And in this episode, we want to talk about why is it foolish. One reason for that, according to the ahadith that we have. Now, in the Western philosophy, this is attributed to Pascal. They call it wager, Pascal wager. But centuries before Pascal, we had that in the Islamic literature, Islamic heritage, at least in the Shia heritage, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam made that equation that a person went to the Imam and said, okay, they were sitting in Masjid al-Haram, people were turning around Kaaba and doing tawaf. And the person said, this is a useless act they're doing. What's the benefit of that? Nobody has ever seen the hereafter, nobody has come from the after death to say if there is any reality or truth in the claims of the prophets. And so they're just wasting their time. And he thought very smart of himself. And everybody present there, they were waiting for the response of the Imam, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. So the Imam said, okay, let's make it a practical decision. Okay? If these people are wrong, then what they have lost is a very small thing, because the time that people spend for religion is not that much. Like 10 minutes prayer there, here, like a journey of 10 days to Mecca. How much of your life is that? It's like not even 100th of your life. So they have lost only this. And anyways, if you were not following a religion, it wasn't like you were going to kill this and do that because you claim you're living a moral life and you actually adhere to the moral lives and all the principles that are there. So it's not like you having great pleasures out of religion. No, we actually share the same thing based on your claim. So that is one possibility. But there is another probability. The claim is true because you're not sure that there is no day of judgment, there is nothing after death, you go to nothingness. No, you're not sure because you said it and nobody is sure about that. So if that takes place, who is going to lose what? Now, this is a very, very big and important question. We will have a break and we continue this interesting story in the next segment.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. This is Hussein Latifi, and you're listening to your program for Humanity from IRIB English Radio. We were talking about the Paschal wager, but the version, the Islamic version of it, which came centuries before Paschal in the heritage of Islam. So we were saying that a person went to the Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, and he said that the people who are doing tawaf, they are just wasting their time. And the Imam said there are two possibilities. Either what we say about the hereafter is not correct, or it is correct. So if it is not correct, then we have not lost anything special. Just some days of our life, okay, we have wasted. But let's see what happens if what we say is correct and what you're claiming is not correct. That is, what happens if there is a day of judgment? And on the day of judgment, these people are going to have eternal bliss, eternal life, and you're going to lose eternity. How can you put the odds together? How much is important? Eternity, you're talking about losing eternity. That's why Quran says, "Ala innahum humus sufa." Even with the calculative mind of a person who goes to business, okay, he says, okay, it doesn't harm to believe. Because, as I said, at the end of the day, you have to live morally. A lot of laws are common among believers and non-believers. And just to hold the belief in your heart about the day of judgment and do a little bit of prayer here and there doesn't take much out of a person in comparison to the great reward that it has. Why? Because this is, at the end of the day, limited life. 10 years, 7 years, 100 years, it finishes. But what about eternity? If you destroy a deal that has eternity on its end because of some limited thing, then you're foolish. This is a foolish deal, according to the definition. Remember we said foolishness, technical definition, is a person who does not know the value of things. And Quran says, فَمَا رَبِحَتْ تِجَارَتُهُمْ. Those who sell their soul, sell the eternity in return for dunya. Yes, they get something in return, which is dunya. It's like that kid who goes and gives $1,000 in return of a snack. And a snack is delicious. Nobody says a snack is bad. Nobody says it's nothing that he receives. But when you look at the equation, it doesn't make sense at all. So, Allah innahum humus sufaha. Quran says, actually, they're the stupid and foolish ones. Those who reject this possibility, this deal, which doesn't take much out of them. How much does it take for you to believe? Quran says, this is as old as history. قال الملأ الذين كفروا من قومه إن لنراك في سفاهة. The first label that they could come up with against Anbiya, against the prophets and the followers of the prophets, was that stupidity. We see foolishness in your claim. Those people in the pagan societies, من قومه, from the tribe of a prophet, إن لنراك في سفاهة. We see you in a kind of a stupid. You're foolish. And then he says, قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ لَيْسَ بِي سَفَهَا. This is not stupidity. This is not foolishness. This is actually something about the eternal life that I'm talking to. So this is very important. Inshallah, in the following episode, we talk about other verses about safaha and about intellect and other words talking about intellect in the Holy Quran. Thank you very much for listening. Until next episode, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
صلى الله على محمد صلى الله على النبي صلى الله على محمد وعلى آل النبي